Well, there we have it. All right, so now on to the last part of our show, which is, of course, the namesake of our show, This Old Marketing. And this week, a really interesting example. And this just goes way, way back. Really interesting example of old, old marketing and old content marketing at that. So first of all, a huge hat tip to Geraint Hopfman, who pointed us here to this LinkedIn post by a guy by the name of Scott Ottman. God, what is it with the last names?
And Scott, by the way, Scott has written for Content Marketing Institute before.
Oh, he has.
Scott, yeah, Scott's
okay, great.
A good dude. Yeah,
fantastic.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Scott has basically, so Scott's in Paris, right? Walking down the street, and he sees this bookstore. And the bookstore is called Galignani. G-A-L-I-G-N-A-N-I. Galignani. And it's basically named after this Italian guy, Giovanni Antonio Galignani.
Very nice.
Thank you. Yeah. And so it was that I'm married to an Italian. So it's basically, the bookstore was noted as being the first English bookstore established on the continent. And now remember, he's in Paris, right? And so basically he went in and did all this research and found out who Giovanni Galignani was. And what he found out was that it was this guy who basically left Italy and wanted to target the English-speaking audience. So he goes to London and then basically leaves London and lands in Paris. And he starts to say, hey, I want to create a bookstore for English-speaking people in Paris. So in the 1800s, he opens this bookstore. But then he starts thinking about interesting ways to market what at that time, I've got to imagine, was a very novel thing, an English-speaking bookstore in Paris, which, you know, if you've been to Paris, you know that's all probably a novel thing now, much less in the 1800s. And so here he is, and he opened a reading room that basically specialized in the English language. So if you wanted to learn English, you could go in and go to this reading room. But then the interesting thing here, and here's where we get into the really interesting content marketing stuff, he starts a newspaper. And the newspaper was an English language newspaper, and he starts inviting all of these influencer authors, basically all these people like Byron and Wordsworth. I mean, you talk about influencers. I mean, these are amazing influencers, literary geniuses, to actually publish articles in his English newspaper, which, of course, encouraged people to learn more about how to read English, which, of course, promoted his reading room, which, of course, then promoted his English bookstore. So it was this wonderful sort of multi-channel, this is the 1800s, multi-channel content marketing at its finest, where he's creating an event that is being marketed by a newspaper, which is itself marketing the bookstore that he's doing. Just a wonderful example. This is all in the 1800s that this is happening. So there's just a wonderful example of how content drove this guy's business, you know, in the 1800s, and particularly poetic, I think, if you forgive the pun, that it was all about content itself. He's marketing content itself. So in a weird way, he was sort of creating a blog about a physical event. He's not that different from CMI in a really interesting and kind of poetic way.
Well, I love it. And that's a great example. And the two kind of takeaways that Scott talks about, I love, because, and I want, I guess we, that's what we want more of our subscribers to think about is that if you have a problem, if you have a sales challenge of some kind of marketing problem, maybe you could say, well, how can we create our own channel for this versus advertising? And that's what Scott talks about. They created their own channel for this.
Right.
And then to grow exposure for that and distribution, they said, well, let's get some of these influencers involved in it. You could say that this is happening right now. This is
exactly.
Is a couple hundred years old.
This.
Unbelievable. And you could literally say that a company could take actually even the printed model. You could take this exact same model
this
and
exact
use
exact same strategy.
If it made sense for you. That's a great story.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, are you still home? What are you doing?
I'm still home. We're obviously 6 weeks out, gearing up for
dun,
the big
dun.
Show, Content Marketing World. You got it. And then we're. We're going out this weekend. We have back to Mr. Kalinowski. He's got a very special birthday coming up, so we're doing some celebrating this weekend.
That's fantastic.
We can't tell anybody where we're going to be or anything. That's
okay,
kind of off.
All right.
He's going to be listening. So. I'm sure that he's very excited already.
And
so we have about 10 of our friends are all going together and. We're going to hang out and celebrate Mr. Kalinowski's birthday and looking forward to spending some time with the good folks around here in West Park, west side of Cleveland.
That is
fantastic. How about you? Now, you're in Philadelphia right now, correct?
I'm in Philadelphia going to talk to the lovely folks at Draeger Medical Supplies tomorrow and do a wonderful content marketing workshop for those lovely folks who are having their annual big marketer summit where they're expecting, I don't know, like about 100 people to come in for this marketing summit. And I'm doing a wonderful all-day content marketing workshop for those lovely folks. Then I go home and I'm still heads down in the book. And just working on that. This weekend coming up, I'm very excited. Speaking of football, this is totally geeky, I know. I'm going to head out to the Dallas Cowboys training camp, which they train in Oxnard, which is just an hour north of L.A. So the fact that the center of gravity of football is calling me up to Oxnard for a day, and I'm going to go up and watch a scrimmage game and just totally Cowboy geek out for the day. So
good for you. It sounds like Robert Rose heaven right there.
It'll be lovely, for sure. Fantastic. Yes, thank you. That is it for Joe Polizzi. This is Robert Rose signing off. And tweet us up, won't you? Just like Drank did, and give us a tip on something this old marketing, or let us know what you think of the show, or just say hi. Hashtag this old marketing. And if you want to send a plain old email, you can do that too. thisoldmarketing@contentinstitute.com. Also, if you like this episode, number 37, we hope you'll consider subscribing on iTunes or Stitcher.com. All those links, as well as all of the show notes and links and stuff we talked about on this episode, are available at the blog post at thisoldmarketing.com. Remember, everybody, it is your story to tell. Tell it well. We'll see you next week on This Old Marketing.